must we break the bread of life together. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Chapter 1. Second John is one of the books, the closing chapters of the New Testament. And it's not one of those long chapters of the Bible. But there's something very valuable that I'd like to share with you from 2 John, the first chapter. And what we're going to do this morning actually is leave the words of the hymn we sang. We are going to pray this morning. And I'll tell you what we are going to pray on momentarily. If I ask you this morning, what is the most valuable property that you have here on earth? I know that a lot of answers will be given. But the answer simply is the most valuable property that you will ever have on this earth are your children. Forget about your house. I know your house is nice, but it's valueless to God. Your car is pretty, but it's not as valuable as your child or as your children. Of all the things that God has blessed you with on earth, do you realize that your children are the only properties that you can take with you to heaven? Every other thing that you have here on earth, you will drop them here and they'll be of no use to you. But you have these children that not only can you live with them here on earth, but after you die and everything is over with here on earth, you can still be with these children for eternity. If it's that serious, then everything you do here on earth should be done with your children in mind. Every decision you make should be made for the good of your children. Every step you take should be taken with how it will affect your children at the back of your mind. You know, there are many things we pray about here on earth. But of a truth, our children should be the number one on our prayer list. I know you probably need a job. I know you probably need a house. I know you probably need a host of many other things. But on your prayer list, the children that God has given you are the number one and shall be the number one. And the only way to make a great and lasting impact on them is not to buy them gifts. Look at all the toys you bought when your children were growing up. They don't last 3 months. They want other things. The only thing you can do for your children that will have a great lasting impact on them is to pray for them honestly, is to pray for them regularly, and is to pray for them passionately. That is what I want us to devote this morning to. Say after me. Say, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I bring every thought and every imagination of my children's mind, every emotion of their hearts, every deed of their hands, every step that they will ever take, I bring them under the lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, lead my children to love you with all their hearts, with all their minds, with all their souls, and to love their neighbors as themselves. See, and as I pray for them this afternoon, everything I decree shall be established in the lives of these children. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Everybody said amen. I hope by now you are in 2 John chapter 1. I'm reading from verse number 4. And I'll say a few things very briefly about what I read. I have more than a dozen prayer points here. If we cannot finish these prayer points today, we'll continue them on Friday. 2 John chapter 1 verse 4. If you find it, please let's read it together. Let's go. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. John was writing to a lady and commending her about many things. And then when he got to verse 4, he talked about the children of this lady. It's generally believed that this was a single mother, that more than likely she had a husband that died, and there was no reference whatsoever in this epistle to the husband. And you know, when I read this, I just shook my head, because most homes today are single mother homes. And if there is anyone that needs prayer, it's our mothers who have to be fathers and mothers at the same time. I don't know what has gone wrong in the Western world with the men. The men need prayers. The men need deliverance. The men need a wake-up call that will bring them to the house of the Lord. When the fathers are absent, who do you expect to be the role model to their children, especially to their boys? And many times it's the mother who has to pretend to be the father, and the mother, and everything to these children is troubling. Look at us this morning. In fact, we have a lot of men in church this morning. But most churches, last week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I was in Miami, Florida, ministering in a Haitian church. And yesterday morning around this time, I was ministering, and the place was packed. I've never seen a crowd that many. But I looked through the crowd, and the number of men that were present shocked me. And I said, what could be wrong with men? Brothers, I thank God for those of you who are committed to Jesus. I thank God for those of you who are committed to your wives. I thank God for those of you who are committed to your children. I pray that nothing will take you away from the lives of your children in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear an amen. Because I pray that when God speaks to your family, he will not just speak to your wife alone, but he will speak to you, to your wife, and to your children together in the name of Jesus. And every plan to destroy your family unit, I pray that it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. I greatly rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in the truth, as we have received a commandment of the Father. Let me say a few things before we pray for our children this morning. I want you to notice what John said to this lady. He said, I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in the truth. Hear me. Those of you who are parents here know something very well. Nothing makes parents happy like seeing their children walk in the truth. Am I right or am I wrong? And nothing brings sadness to a good parent like when children are walking contrary to the truth. Godly parents, they are not carried away by good grades. Godly parents, they are not carried away by good jobs. Godly parents are not carried away by success in the workplace or success in the business arena. What really brings joy to godly parents is to be able to look at their children and see them walking in the fear of God and see them walking in the truth. And today we have gathered together to pray. Whether your children like it or not, they will walk in the truth. I said, whether they want to do it or not, they will walk in the truth in the name of Jesus. He said, you will be saved and your household. Everyone in your household, especially that God himself has given to you, they will come to know the truth. They will come to love the truth. And they will come to walk in the truth in the mighty name of Jesus. That is why we need to constantly pray for these children, that God will enable them to walk in the truth. But there is something else I see in that verse. Look at it again. I rejoiced greatly that I found thy children walking in the truth. Listen to this now. In the church community, it should be a shared joy or a shared sadness when we see the children of other people walking in the truth or not walking in the truth. You know, my experience is that it is so easy to stand aloof and criticize a troublesome child in the church. It's very easy to stand aloof and criticize the parents of a troubled child and refuse to reach out and pray for these children, reach out and help these children. Rather, we sit back and we talk against them and talk about them. What kind of children of Eli are these children? What kind of children of Belial are these children? They are not like my own children who are obeying God. Let me tell you something. If my child is not obeying God, but yours is obeying God, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my spirit, saith God. It's the mercy of God, it's the grace of God that is making your children to be walking in the fear of God. So rather than look down on someone that is not walking in the fear of God, now that should give you a burden to say, yes, I'm going to pray for this one. I'm going to reach out to this one. I'm going to do everything within my power to help this one come to the knowledge of the truth. But there's something else. Do you realize that we are quick to condemn than to commend? We are quick to point out the bad things we see in the children of other people than to applaud the good things we see in the children of other people. This man saw something good in the children of this lady, and it prompted him to write a letter. He said, "Lady, I rejoice greatly that your children are walking in the truth." I pray that you will look at our children, no matter how young they are, maybe they are of elementary school age or they are college age, and you'll be able to look at them and go to them after the service and say, "You know what? I thank God for you. Children of your age, don't do what you are doing. I see you love God. I see you are worshiping God. I see you are serving God." Do you know that when you praise the children of other people who are walking right, God may use that to look upon you mercifully and do something about your own children that you are having challenges with. Pray to rejoice with those who rejoice, and try to weep with those who weep. For that's exactly what this man of God did. I rejoiced greatly. I didn't just rejoice. My rejoicing was a great rejoicing. That I looked among your children and I found some of them walking in the truth that we have received, the commandment that we have received from the Father. I found of thy children. But there's something else here that troubles me, and that's why we want to pray this afternoon. Notice he said, "I found of thy children." Parents, I want you to listen very closely. Now, that implies that not all the children of these women were walking in the truth. It said, "I found of thy children." As I looked at your children, I found out of them, some of them are walking in the truth, and some of them are not walking in the truth. Let me say this to you, parents. All children that are raised in the same house don't all necessarily walk in the truth. All children that are raised in the same womb and they come out of the same womb don't necessarily turn out to be the same. Children that grow up in the same Christian environment don't necessarily submit to the truth that they were brought up under. He said, "I rejoice greatly that I found that of thy children walking in the truth." But hold on. You know, many times we look at our children that are not walking in the truth and we forget those that are walking in the truth. Sometimes you have three children. Two are walking in the truth. One is not walking in the truth. and you live your life in misery, you live your life depressed, you live your life down, you live your life snapping at everybody in the house. But this man of God said, you know what? Even though all of them are not there altogether now, for those who are there, I give God the praise. For those who are there, I give God the honor. For those who are there, I give God the glory. You need to learn to give God praise for what he has done in anticipation of what he is yet to do. Can I hear an amen to that? He said, I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in the truth. I want to encourage you parents here that may be having challenges with your boys or with your girls or with your boys and girls. You're not alone. You're not alone. May I say something else? Many times when our children become a challenge, the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, will put a guilt trip on you and will tell you all kinds of lies that are not written by God. Do you notice that this man never said anything negative to this woman about the children that were not walking in the truth? Listen, it's only God that can help a man and a woman raise children in this world, especially in this environment that we are. Only God, only God, only God, only God, only God. And that's why some parents cry that what else should I do that I have not done? What steps should I take that I have not taken? And then the enemy comes and lies to you. This man never blamed this woman for the children that were not walking in the truth. My friend, stop blaming yourself. You cannot save anybody. You cannot sanctify anybody. You cannot make anybody walk right. You cannot make anybody talk right. You cannot make anybody live right. Only God can make anybody live right. And as long as you do your best, you'll be able to raise your hand and say, God, I have done my best. I leave the rest in your hand. And I'm trusting God that before long, you will laugh about every child that is giving you challenges. You will laugh about every child that is troubling your life. Don't forget, we all wish that our children will be like Samuel. Born in answers to prayers, born into the church, and forever in the truth. It does not always work that way. Good parents don't always end up having good children. Adam had a Cain. Isaac had an Esau. Eli had Hophni and Phinehas. David, the man after God's own heart, had an Absalom. Even Samuel's children that we are praising now, they are not walking in the truth, was the excuse that Israel gave to ask for a king. Because they went to Samuel and said, behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like the other nations. That's why we call for this prayer this afternoon. That whatever challenges you are having with any of your children, prayer will break them down in the name of Jesus. Prayer will melt them in the name of Jesus. Prayer will remold them in the name of Jesus. Those of you who don't have any children, you are even fortunate now. Because now you are praying your own prayers in advance. So that when your own children come to being, they will come to being on a platform that is already prayed for. But there's something else. There's something else. No child is born loving the truth. Don't you wish that every child were born loving the truth? It doesn't work that way. The Bible says the wicked are estranged from the womb.
They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Oh, who taught your son how to tell lies? Did you go to School of Lies International? No. I mean, one of the shocking things to a parent is to catch the child telling a lie. And serious lies, somebody says. And you say, what? Where did that come from? It doesn't have to come from anywhere. He is the descendant of Adam. David said, I was born in sin. And in iniquity did my mother conceive me. Nobody is born loving the truth. I was at Fort Lauderdale Airport yesterday, flight delayed, and so many people waiting. And there was this father playing with his son, maybe his daughter. Was it daughter? It was daughter, yeah, it's girls who always do that. Please forgive me, ladies. And the father gave her something, and she ate. And the father said, I will give you another if you will say please. And the child said, give me another. And the father said, please. And the child said, give me another. And the father said, say please. And the child said, give me another. And the father said, please. Said, I said, give me another. And the father said, say, please, Jesus. I won't say more than that. How can a child that fragile, how can a child that young rebel against the truth? That's how they start. I'll have it my own way. Who taught that child that? Here is a father 20 times bigger than you. Maybe 30 times bigger than you. And you are not afraid of them. What makes children not to be afraid of authorities? There is something innate inside us that fights the truth. But I pray that the truth of God will prevail over your children. You didn't hear my prayer. Any one of your children that think they can have their own way, I pray that as God had his way with Saul of Tarsus, God will also do it. He will not kill your children, but he will show them dramatization of power, dramatization of anointing, dramatization of glory, dramatization of man, power past power, authority past authority, that they will bow whether they like it or not. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can I hear an amen again? No child is born loving the truth. But there's something else. Interest, listen. Interest in religious things early in life should be accompanied by fervent prayer. If you see your children interested in religious things early in life, pray for them. You know why? Because early interest in life, in religious things, they do not always guarantee walking in the truth later in life. The one that loves to sing Christian songs might become a Michael Jackson fan when he becomes 17. The one that used to fight his father, why are you smoking, daddy? Why are you smoking? They told us smoking is wrong in school. Good. But that same person, when he turns to be 25, only God knows what they will become. That is why we need to pray for them. But there is more. A child's bright destiny sometimes results in battles from Satan. When the enemy looks at your child and see where they are going, when the enemy looks at your child and sees the potential that they have, Then he sets up demons to fight them and bring them down. I pray for you. Every battle against the destiny of your children shall backfire this morning. Whatever Satan has seen in your child that makes him to stand and say, I will fight this one until I finish them, they will not prosper. I said they will not prosper. Let me give you an advice, therefore. Expose your child to as much truth as you possibly can when they are under your roof. When they leave your roof, there's not much you can do. But as long as they are under your roof, they are eating your food, they are drinking your water, they are breathing your air, whether they like it or not, they must breathe the truth. You must stand your ground. They will tell you they don't want to do it. They don't have any interest in doing it. But you tell them, as long as you are under my roof, you are under my control. As long as you are under my roof, you are not my boss. I am the boss. I am the commander in chief of the kingdom of the Itiola family. And you must be exposed to the truth. They don't want to come to church. Bring them in their pajamas. Thank you. Carry them on your shoulder. I don't want to go. You will go. Even if you go to church and all you do is sleep in church, anointing will bring the word inside your life. Please, I beg you, don't be soft with your children when it comes to exposing them to the truth. Let them hear the truth. Let them memorize the truth. Let them pray the truth. Let them go to places where the truth is being preached. It's good for them. You will be happy you did years to come. But there's another thing. If it is within your power, please, raise your children by yourself if it is within your power. Don't send your child somewhere to be raised for you by somebody else. I thank God for grandfathers. I thank God for grandmothers. I thank God for uncles and aunties. I thank God because I don't only have a home in America. I also have a home in the Caribbean where my relatives are living. I have a home in Africa where my parents are living. But when it comes to my own child, this child must grow up under your supervision no matter what happens. Can I hear an amen to that? Can I hear an amen to that? Hey. I laugh when parents say they want to send this boy to Africa. Hey, did God tell you to do that? Or what makes you think that the environment there will change them? Here's my experience as a pastor. That I've had many parents send their children to Africa. 99% of them come back hardened. Many of them come back learning tricks that they never learned here. Many of them come back learning how to scale 12-foot walls that they never try here. You know, if you mess up here, and you call the police will tame your child. Which police are you going to call in my own country? Eh? Which police? Just answer. What is their number? The truth is this. We are too busy to take care of the gift that God has given us. We are too busy. People, if your wife has to quit her job and you move to a tent in the park in order to bring your children up in the fear, in the nurture, in the admonition of the Lord under your own eyesight, do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! For all this rat race that makes us to live beyond our means. We have to live in this type of house. We have to wear this kind of shoe. We have to wear this kind of dress. Consequently, in order to meet those expenses, we have to walk, 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 walk. And you know who suffers? Children. What got my attention in Alabama years ago was I never spent time with my children. I was too busy with ministry to spend time with my children. And then once in a while, my children will ride with me in my truck or in my car, and they'll be calling me mommy. And I look at them, I say, what's wrong with you? Do I look like mommy? They are so used to being around mommy. Daddy has become mommy. But it's good. At least they see daddy 3 minutes in a day. What about when your son or your daughter don't see mommy, don't see daddy, and they are living with one agude-gude, a witch in your village who will load your children? I can tell you stories of people who have been bewitched by seemingly good relatives that parents deposited them with. I was dealing with a young lady several years ago, and it turned out to be that her grandmother, who raised her, was deep into witchcraft and baptized her with witchcraft. What are you doing having children if you cannot raise them? Why are you putting them in a parcel and posting them somewhere? Why are you mailing them back home, and then they come back unbelievably with things you would not believe? I've had many instances, even in this church, of people who felt the best thing to do is to ship their children home. And some of these children have never told their parents the lessons they learned back home. But being that, you know, I'm a cool guy, I laugh with all of them. They tell me things they will never tell their parents. And if their parents knew the things they did, their parents would almost kill them. So we keep quiet and we start praying. I say, at least you are back. I said, I'm back. Oh, please, talk my parents out of sending me back again. If you have to prophesy to them that they should not take me back home, and we laugh about it, we go our different ways. God didn't give you a child for somebody else to raise for you. All right. You made the child. You raised the child. Oh, let's even go in the natural. All my children. It was my first daughter that spent more time and most time in the nursery when she was growing up than the rest of them. But do you know what I found out? My first daughter had the most childhood diseases. She had more childhood diseases than the rest of her siblings. You know why? She picked it up in the nursery. And the other children that came after her, they didn't have any of those childhood diseases because they had no other people around them to pick up the diseases because they were raised at home. My friend, go and take them from wherever you deposited them. You hear me? Raise them at home. Raise them at home. If you raise them at home, they will not pick up diseases. And I'm not talking about ear infection or nose infection. I'm talking about things that make them to go against the truth. Of course, some of you have to work. Don't get me wrong. You have to send your child to nursery and preschool and all that. But do you realize that back in the Bible days, the man is the one that walks. So you men here that are doing nothing, stand up and do something. Be the breadwinner in the house, not the bread consumer. You know what the Bible says about women? The Bible calls them keepers at home. And when your children grow up and they're on your own, then go find a profession if you want. But if you really, really love these children, if you really, really care for these children, if you really, really want to bring these children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, please, husbands, you are the workaholics. Go and work. And let these wives keep these children at home. Well, this may not be something you can do within a week or within a month or even within a year. But those of you who are still in the process of bringing up little children, do something about it. You may not understand what I'm saying, but I'm giving you sound counsel, sound advice. It will do you good. Now, there are children who don't even see their parents until Saturday. Until Saturday. I used to have it's even worse in Europe. And many of you from the Caribbean islands, I know you know Europe very well. There are some women in Europe that they call nannies. 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 And what they essentially do is the husband goes to school, the wife goes to school, they deposit the child with a nanny all through the school year. And they go back to pick up the child after 3 months, the child doesn't even recognize them anymore. And they have taught them deep things. They have exposed them to deep things. I want to plead with you, if it is within your power, raise your child by yourself. Raise your child by yourself. Some of us are even too compassionate. We say, my brother doesn't have any child. And his wife. And I have 14 children. You do? God be praised, though. You must be very busy. And so I will send number 7 and number 13 to my brother to raise for me so they can have their own children. That's not the way God planned it. That's not the way God. If you are that merciful and so gracious, do fasting and praying that God will give them their own children. Do you know? Even going to spend vacation in a strange house, if your children would tell you what they got exposed to in their auntie's house, if they tell you what they get exposed to in their uncle's house, if they tell you what they get exposed to in all these places that you think are safe, some of the problems you are contending with, some of the abuse that you are contending with, some of the habits that your children are having that give you problem, they picked it up from where they went to spend vacation. My own children, no. My own children. They don't go and sleep in anybody's house. It's impossible. If you want to go and sleep there, we go and sleep there together. Not my children. Go ask them. When they were now they are grown up, they can go and sleep anywhere. Even till today, they will, because I've got them so used to not sleeping around, it's hard for them now to go and sleep in somebody's house. And they say, oh yeah, go and spend the weekend in the house of Mr. Snodgrass. And they go and spend the weekend in the house of Mr. Snodgrass, who is an abuser of children. One of the teachers of my son when he was in high school, called him, come and help me over the weekend to install my fence in my house. And my son came to me, Dad, I want to go to my teacher's house to help him install fence. I said, fancy call, fancy name. That is speaking in unknown tongues. Tell him to look in the yellow pages. Can I hear an amen from somebody? Some of these useless men will expose your children to useless things, and they grow up addicted to useless things, and you wonder, where did they get this from? They grew up in the church. They grew up in Sunday school. Also, they grew up in their teacher's backyard. If my father were to resurrect today, and I were to tell him some of the things we did, he would die again. He would just die like that. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Things that mom never knew. Things that dad never knew. They trusted us. They allowed us to go here. If they realize now the things we did, and you are a Christian, look, if there's no food in the house, whatever you have, eat it together. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you have to eat pancake 3 times a day, eat the pancake and drink water. That is far better. And some of these children don't know. They are innocent. Hey, I've been living in New York all my life. I've been living in New York, and it's vacation time. Uncle is in Boston. Hey, you want to go to Boston? You don't know what happened in Boston this week? They will blow you up. I'm talking spiritually now. And there are people, I don't know what their problem is. Let him come and greet us. Let him come and visit us. Let him come and this. Let him come and that. He's not coming. Your child will weep. Let her weep. It's good for her eyes. It will clean the eyes out. It will be red for a while, but it will be white afterwards. I'm not supposed to preach. Why am I preaching? So there's no way we'll cover all this. We'll continue this prayer on Friday. If it is within your power, raise your child by yourself. But there's something else. Keep close eyes on who and what your children expose themselves to. Keep an eye on it. It can drive them to the truth, or it can drive them away from the truth. Keep your eyes on who they are exposed to and what they are exposed to. When my children were growing up, I told you they breathe my air, they eat my food, they drink my water, they use my computer. Forget about it. My computers were rigged with surveillance software. They didn't know. Facebook, password. My surveillance software will grab the password and put it in my pocket. Every blessed page they went online, my surveillance software saw it. And you cannot go to programs and find out anything about this software because it worked in the background. Hey! Then we sit down in the evening talking. I say, I give God the praise. I said, I'm not a prophet, but I've got prophetic softwares that open my eyes to see wonders and open my ears to hear wonders. You wrote this email to so and so, and these were the content, and they go, I'm dead. I said, no, don't die yet. You are about to die. You are not dead yet. You are just about to die. Are you listening to Bishop? Children, I think my wife beautifully put it on this trip. When a rat is born, it is blind. Have you ever seen a brand new baby rat? Yeah, you never see one. I'll bring one to church next Sunday. When a rat is born, he's blind. He can't see. He cannot see. So he just goes around and bumps into this and goes around and bumps into that and goes around and bumps into that. Your children are blind. My children are blind. Unfortunately, the thing they see and the thing they know, they think we are old and haggard. Joy killers. But they don't understand. Gray hair is not foolishness. No hair on the head is not foolishness. Sorry, very sorry. The hair did not turn gray for nothing. The hair did not fall out for nothing. It's experience, experience, experience. Don't you sometimes look back and say, I wish I listened to daddy. I wish I listened to mommy. I would have been wiser. I would have been stronger. Oh, God, they don't see. They are like blind rats. But the mother rat guides, keeps, protects until they can protect themselves. Keep close eyes on what your children expose themselves to. Because children, did you see those two losers who did the foolishness they did in Boston? Do you notice that the father couldn't believe it? You notice that? Did you see how the father was? No, that's not my children. That's not my children. They must have, he said something that made me laugh. He said they set them up. Who set what up? They didn't set them up. They did it by themselves. If all the evidences are true. He did not know. I said, if you were to know what your children know, where your children have been, you would die. Keep close our eyes. You know, it's funny when one of my children got saved and we sat down, we were talking about, and he was telling us about his past life. Jesus, Lord, come, Lord Jesus. My wife put her fork down, said, you kill me. You mean, Jesus. Your children shall have a testimony. But you as a parent, you got to keep an eye. Please, don't let them intimidate you. Okay? Say, yeah, you are infringing. You are infringing on my privacy. Privacy inside my house? Inside my house. When you have your own house, you have your privacy. As long as you are here, you are under camera. You are being watched. You are being watched for your own good. For your own good. But let me also say this to you. No matter what their standing is with the truth today, no matter what it is that they are standing is with the truth today, they still need your prayers. You know, it's funny when we see our children walking in the truth, we feel they don't need prayers anymore. No, they do. Because they are a target of the devil. So they can bring shame to you. So they can bring disgrace to the family. They are a target. You know, when I see our children, like Easter, they were singing here, all I did sitting down there and praying is that, Lord, every song they're singing, let it be reality in their lives. Let them grow up singing for God. Let them not have any interest in any other song. Let them have no other interest in any other music. Let this be what they love all the days. That's what I sat down there praying. Why? Because no matter what their standing is with the truth today, if they love the truth, we need to pray for them that it will not be temporary. And if they hate the truth, and break your heart. Can I say something to you? Please don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't think there is no hope. Don't think that this child has passed the invisible line. No. There is no one in this world that prayer cannot change. You know the man called Billy Graham? You know his son that has taken over from him? Franklin Graham? Yee. That guy was something else. He was the exact opposite of his father. When you saw him when he was him, you will never have thought that he would carry the Bible and preach the gospel like he does now. But his father believed. His father prayed. His father said, I'm an evangelist. You are using me to save other people's children. My own child shall not be a vagabond. And as many of you as are being used by God to help other people's children, you will not weep because of your children. You will not cry because of your children. Your children shall be for signs and wonders also in the mighty name of Jesus. I heard Marilyn Hickey tell the story of her son, how her son gave her hiccups. When they are having programs, this guy will be having his own program, enjoying himself. But you know what they did? They didn't give up. They would bring the child to church. They bring the boy to church. They even give him work to do in the church. I don't want to say the things he did. They were bad. But do you know what? As they exposed him to the truth grabbed him. The truth break him. The truth remolded him. The truth refashioned him. And he's in ministry today. Your child will end up giving you joy. Your child will end up giving you peace. Your child will end up giving you what you want him to give you. Don't worry about who your child is today. I'm seeing tomorrow for your child. Tomorrow shall be well for your child. Tomorrow shall be good for your child. Tomorrow shall be a turnaround for your child. Shout, I receive it. Let me close by saying you need prayers for yourself too. Daddy. Daddy. You need prayers. Mommy. You need prayers. You need prayers for wisdom. 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 One of my sons before he got saved, the one I just told you of, he just came home one day and he had durag on. A pastor's child. Durag. Do you know what they call durag? Oh, if you don't know durag, don't rag about it. You don't know what's called durag. Ah, you will never know it. Your children will never know it. Your children's children will never know it. Durag. Durag. Uh-huh. She said, okay. Durag. Pantyhose. What do you call pantyhose? Oh, if your pantyhose is missing, go and ask your son. My son just showed up with durag. I said, what happened to his leg? Is he crippled? Or is he, who is that man on TV that is dead now? Fox. You know that man on Stanford? Stanford and Sons. I said, is this my son? And I looked at his pants. It was right here. And all his underwear was up here. I said, Jesus. You know, we joke about these things now. Especially my wife loves to joke. And she would call my son and say, hey, how about those good old days? He said, which good old days? Which good old days? Those were stupid old days. Their present bad days will become good old days. They'll become old days, old days, old days. So I looked at my son, God, I need wisdom. This thing can become third world war. And you know, we parents, we can handle, you know, especially we African parents. For me, back when I was growing up, I will wear durag in my father's house. Forget about it. You will be duragged. You will become a rag after my father is through with you. But here I am in America. If I do that to him, I will sleep in prison. So what do I do? I said, God, I need wisdom. The children that are giving you headache, God will give you wisdom. You will not say anything that you should not say. You will not do anything that you should not do. You will not take any step that you should not take. Have you ever felt like cursing your child? So many people said yes. I felt the same way. And I told my son back, I said, I feel like cursing you. And I'm a pastor. So I looked at the durag. And I said, God, what do I do to get this durag off? So I called him. I said, oh. I said, I like your new outfit. He said, you do? Then I smiled. I said, do they sell them in other colors? He said, of course. I said, I wanted to get 3 for me so I can wear it with my other outfits. I don't like red. But get me other colors so that you and I, as father and son, will be duragging. My son looked at me and said, no! You're a bishop. You cannot be wearing durag. I said, no, if you can wear it, I can wear it too. That was the last day my son wore durag. God will give you wisdom. God will give you understanding. God will give you patience. God will give you anointing. Rise up on your feet and let us pray. Hallelujah. Say, my father, my father. Say, I thank you for the children you have given me. I give you praise for them. Open your mouth and thank God for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to mention their name. Mention them by name. Say, Lord, I give you praise for the children that you have given me, O Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for Junior. I thank you for my daughter. I thank you for my son. If you don't have any child yet, thank God for the children that are coming. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I thank you for the children you have given me. I thank you for the children you have blessed me with. I give you praise.
praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you dominion. I give you majesty for all my children. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Just give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him dominion. Give him majesty. Lord, I thank you for my sons. I thank you for my daughters. I thank you for my girl. I thank you for my boy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank God for your children. Thank God for your children's children. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you dominion. I give you majesty. Thank you, Lord God, for sending them my way. Thank you, Lord God, for giving them to me to keep. Thank you, Lord God, for giving them to me to watch over. Thank you, Lord God, for giving them to me as a project from heaven. Father, I bless you. I worship you. I adore you. Mention their name to God and say, Lord, I thank you. Even the ones that are giving you headache, I wanted to give them, I wanted to thank God for them. I want to thank God even for the ones that are giving you concern, the ones that are beginning to lie, heavy, heavy lies, the ones that are beginning to do things and say, what are you doing? I want to say, Lord, I just thank you for them. Because whether you like it or not, there are moments that they bring joy to you. There are moments they bring gladness to you, that you're able to call them and send them on errand. Help me pick this. Help me do that. Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you dominion. I want you to thank God and thank God and thank God and thank God for your children that are yet coming, for your children that are yet unborn, for your children that are yet to be born, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I give you praise for my boys. I give you praise for my girls. And if it's only one girl you have, just say, God, I thank you for my daughter. I thank you, Lord, for my son, in the mighty name of Jesus. They are good companions with you in the house. You don't have loneliness when they are around. I give God the praise for every one of them, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, I thank you. Oh God, I praise you. Oh God, I give you glory. Oh God, I give you honor. Oh God, I give you dominion. Oh God, I give you majesty, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, my Father, my Father. Let all my children come to understand the gospel and trust Jesus as their Savior. Open your mouth and pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, let all my children come to understand the gospel. Let them come to trust Jesus as their Savior in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them an understanding of the gospel. Let them understand the gospel. Let them understand you. Let them understand the Savior. What they are hearing in Sunday school, let them understand it. Don't let them hear it alone. Don't let them sing nursery rhymes alone. Oh Lord, Lord, let them sing Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Let them understand it by experience, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every one of my children come to understand the gospel and to trust Jesus as their Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want you to pray for these children that, Lord, let them come to understand the gospel. Let them come to trust Jesus as their Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, I bring all my children under the umbrella of grace. Say, whether you like it or not, you will love God with all your hearts, with all your souls, with all your mind, with all your strength. Open your mouth and pray for them in the name of Jesus. Father, I bring my children under the umbrella of the gospel. I bring my children under the umbrella of your love. May they love you with all their heart. May they love you with all their soul. May they love you with all their mind. May they love you with all their strength, in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, make all my children to love you with all their heart, to love you with all their soul, to love you with all their mind, to love you with all their strength, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, have mercy tonight, this afternoon, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Put in the hearts of my children a fervent desire to be pure in heart, to be pure in mind, and to be pure in body, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for your children. Father, I pray that you will put in the hearts of my children a fervent desire, a desire to be pure in the heart, a desire to be pure pure in the mind. It desire to be pure in the body. It desire to be pure in the soul. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh my God. Give them a strong desire to be pure. To be pure in the mind, in the soul, in the body, in the spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whether they like it or not, mention their names to God. Especially the ones that are giving you concern. That Lord, in their hearts, let them have fervent desire to be pure in heart, to be pure in mind, to be pure in body, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Daddy. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, I speak to the weaknesses in my children. I command you, be turned into strength. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree it for them. Speak in the name of Jesus. Every weakness in my children, I command them to be turned into strength. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every weakness in my children, Father, turn them into strength. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every weakness in my children, let them be turned into strength. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all the weaknesses in my children, let them be turned into strength. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, where they are blind, say, my Father, open their eyes. Open your mouth and pray for your children in the name of Jesus. Where my children are blind, Father, please open their eyes. The thing they see, but like the small rat, like the newborn rat, they are blind. They are bumping into things that can destroy their brain. Father, I pray that you will open their eyes so they can see in the mighty name of Jesus. Open their eyes so they can see in the makore debe shandalarababa. Father, open the eyes of my children so they can be able to see you, God, while they are still young. In the name of Jesus, open the eyes of my children to see my Father. Let them see, let them see, let them see, let them see, let them see. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, open the eyes of my children to see you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' name we pray. I want us to pray this prayer with authority. Say, I serve you notice. All questionable characters around my children, leave them alone. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. I command all questionable characters that may be around my children. I command them, leave them alone, leave them alone, leave them alone, leave them alone, leave them alone. All questionable characters that are influencing my child, every negative influence, every negative influence, every ungodly influence around my children, I command them to depart. Leave, 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 leave. Right now, leave, 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 leave right now. Let them go. Loose your hold on them. Loose your hold on their mind. Loose your hold on their spirit. Loose your hold on their body. Loose your hold on their spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus, every questionable character that is connected to my son, every questionable character that is connected to my daughter, I command you to go, 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 go away from my children. I break that relationship. I break that union. I break that communion. I break that friendship. In the mighty name of Jesus, all questionable characters around my children, let them go, let them go, let them go. Let my children go. Let my children go. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let my children go. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Command the sea as wax melts before the fire. Let the fire of your mercy melt every hardness of heart from all of my children. Open your mouth and deal with stubbornness of heart. As wax melts before the fire, as wax melts before the heat, I decree that the fire of the mercy of God will remove all hardness of heart from all of my children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, as wax melts before the fire, let the fire of your mercy melt all hardness of heart from my children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, I bind every agenda of household wickedness working against my children. I bind you. Open your mouth and fire prayer in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of household wickedness working against my children, I bind it. I bind every agenda of household wickedness working and prevailing against my children in the mighty name of Jesus. Every agenda of household wickedness against the destiny of my children, I bind you, I bind you, I bind you, I bind you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every agenda of household wickedness against my children, I command you to be bound. I command you to be bound in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bind every agenda of household wickedness against my children in the Makeshendere Baba. I bind every agenda of household wickedness against my children right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, I command every bewitchment, every bewitchment, every bewitchment walking against my children, return to sender in the mighty name of Jesus. I break every bewitchment and I command you, go back where you came from. In the makore debe sandaladaba, every bewitchment walking against my children, I bind you. I command you to return where you came from. In the mighty name of Jesus, every bewitchment walking against my children, I take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I command you to return where you came from in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Say, my Father, my Father. Hey, let me never know the graveyard of my children. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, let me never know the graveyard of my children. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for my son. I pray for my daughter. Mention their names as they go up and down in life. Father, one thing I don't want to know in life, I don't want to know the graveyard of my children. In the mighty name of Jesus, let me never know the cemetery of my children. Let me never have to point and say that's where Junior was buried. I reject it for myself. I reject it for you in the name of Jesus. My Father, 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 my Father. Let me never know the graveyard of my children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let me let me never know. Let me never know. Let me never know. Let me never know the graveyard of my children. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Whatever battle they are going through, they will survive it. Whatever plan of the enemy against them, they will survive it. They will not die. You will not carry their casket in the mighty name of Jesus. They will not be involved in an accident in the mighty name of Jesus. They will not die a strange death. They will not die a strange death. You will not cry because of these children. You will not say, oh, there will be no lamentation. I want you to open your mouth and pray. If the enemy wants to get a parent, he will get them to cry concerning their children. I want you to pray today. I will not know their graveyard. Satan, I serve you notice. By the grace of God, I will not know the graveyard of my children. My children will not die before I die. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not know their graveyard. I will not know where they are buried. In the name of Jesus, my children will bury me. My children will bury me. I will not bury my children. In the name in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, there is nothing as heartbreaking as for a parent to bury her own child or to bury his own child. It shall not be your portion. It shall not be your portion. You will not experience it. Oh Lord, one thing I don't want to experience, the burial of my child, it shall not happen. It shall not be my portion. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I wish I had more time this morning. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. That's a very serious prayer point too. That's a very, very serious prayer point. You will not know their graveyard. My children will not leave this world before me. I came to this world before them. I will leave this world before them. They will not leave this world before me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every plan of the devil to make that happen, I reject it. I reject it. In the name of Jesus, I reject it. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I will not know the burial ground of my children. I will not know the burial ground of my children. I will not know where they are placed. I will not know where they are buried. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You know what? We will continue these prayers next Sunday. All right? We'll continue these prayers next Sunday. We'll complete and finish everything next Sunday for these children. We cannot pray for these children long enough. And you know they are our pride, they are our joy, they are everything we have. I want you to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, my father, let my children never inherit the battles I have fought in life. Open your mouth and pray for them in the name of Jesus. The things I've been through in life, oh Lord, let them not go through it. All the battles I've been through in the mighty name of Jesus. All the battles I've been through, Lord, let my children never have to go through these battles in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All the battles my children have endured, all the battles I have endured, let my children never have to endure them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's pray one final prayer. We'll continue next Sunday. Say, whatever silent struggles my children are going through, say, my father, deliver them today. Open your mouth and pray that prayer for the last prayer. Father, whatever silent struggles, struggles that they are not talking to anybody about, they are not talking to their father, they are not talking to their mother, they are not talking to their siblings, it's only by themselves. I want you to pray for your son. I want to pray for your daughter. Whatever struggles you know, whatever struggles you don't know that they are going through right now, that is killing them, is eating them up, but they cannot talk out. Father, deliver them today, deliver them today, deliver them today, deliver them today in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever struggles our children are going through, oh Lord, whatever is shaking them, whatever is going through them, whatever they are going through, my father, my father, my father, my father, my father, come and deliver them, come and rescue them, come and set them free in the name of Jesus. Whatever the struggles are, hey Papa, destroyed it. Papa, destroy the struggles. Papa, give them overcoming power. Father, give them overcoming grace. Father, give them overcoming spirit. Even little children, they are going through struggles. Whatever the struggles are, whatever the struggles are, Father, deliver them in the name of Jesus. Father, deliver them in the name of Jesus. Father, deliver them in the name of Jesus. Say, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It would be unfair to end without praying for you, without you praying for yourself. Say, my father, help me never to fail as a father or as a mother. All the grace I need, give them to me. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of, in the mighty name of Jesus. All the grace that I need, Daddy, give them to me. All the grace that I need, Lord, give them to me. All the grace that I need, Lord, give them to me. In the mighty name of Jesus, every grace that I need, Father, touch me and give me such grace this afternoon. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'm going to ask Prophet Bola to round up the prayer this afternoon. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and our Father, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise, Lord. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, your word says we will not cast our young. Father, Lord, every household wickedness. Father, Lord, every evil calendar, Lord. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, that has been targeted against our children. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, that has been inaugurated to see that we cry, that we mourn over our children. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, will say they catch fire in the name of Jesus. The fire of the Holy Ghost consume every evil calendar, Lord, that has been opened against our children in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, every power, Lord, Father, Lord, that has magnetized, Lord, Father, Lord, that has hooked up with our children, Lord, Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, that is dragging them, oh, Lord, from under the umbrella, Lord, of the gospel of Jesus, Lord, Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, let your power, Lord, let your spirit, Lord, let the power in the word of God, let the power in the blood of God break every such connection now in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, whatever contract, Lord, that our children, Lord, knowingly or unknowingly, Lord, that they have signed, Lord, Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, whether playfully, Lord Jesus, Lord, whatever tattoo they have put on their body, Lord, Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, will say, let the Holy Ghost fire, Lord, consume, Lord, every such connection in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we take back every boy, every girl in this place that an enemy has snatched, that the enemy is rejoicing over right now. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord. Father, Lord, we take them back in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we take them back in the name of Jesus. We take them back in the name of Jesus. Your word says that you will be a wall of fire around us, and you will be a glory in our midst, Lord. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, I henceforth, Lord, from today on, Lord, you will be a wall of fire around our children in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, you will be a wall of fire around our children in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, hey, you are a flaming fire, Lord. Let your fire, Lord, let it consume, oh Lord, all undesirable elements, Lord, that surround, that are affecting, Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, that are affecting our children now, Lord. Let your flaming fire consume them in the name of Jesus. That is the wisdom that we need. 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 Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, to lead and direct, Lord. To be good example, Father, Lord, in the church and at home, Lord. Father, Lord, you will give unto us in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. Father, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all our children, Lord. For all our children, Lord, because we will not mourn over them. Father, Lord, you said, grace shall be our peace, O Lord, concerning our children, Lord. And we decree it, Lord, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. And upon every boy, upon every girl, Lord Jesus, Lord, our joy as a church, the individual joy of their family, Lord, shall be great in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus, Lord. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, wherever they are right now, Lord, whether away at colleges, Lord, Father, Lord, whether away or on vacation, whatever, wherever they are, Lord, wherever they are right now, Lord, Father, Lord, we send your spirit, Lord, we send your spirit, Lord, we send your spirit to them, Lord, that your spirit will touch them, will change their heart, Lord, will turn them around, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, Lord, all those, Lord, that are behind their senses, Lord, that are without their senses, Lord, Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, like you touched that prodigal son, Lord, Father, Lord, that you brought him back to his senses, Lord. You will bring all our children, Lord, back to their senses in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, we break every shackles of addiction, Lord Jesus, Lord. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, whatever our children has been addicted to, Lord Jesus, Lord. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, we'll break their hold upon them in the name of Jesus. You addiction, let our children go in the name of Jesus. Lose your hold upon them. Lose your hold upon them. Lose your hold upon them. Whatever has been passed down through the bloodline, whatever weakness, whatever addiction that we have passed down to our children, we ask that the blood of Jesus will flush it out of their system in the name of Jesus. The Bible recorded that the sons of Issachar, that they understand the time. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, we decree for our children, Lord Jesus, Lord, the wisdom, Lord, that they need, oh Lord. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, the guidance that they need, Lord Jesus, Lord, that they will understand the time that they live in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, that many of their peers, Lord, we come to them, Lord, for direction in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus, Lord. For in Jesus' name we pray.
Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord a big hand. You may be seated. Next Sunday,